Shehein Kesser, that comes out like 10 Amos. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir Shita, that between the two Diyumdim, there can't be more than 10 Amos. Exactly 10 Amos is still good, but not more. Rav Yehuda Leimer, Rav Yehuda says, the Mishnah says, Kishlala, oh, this is the Braisa. Rav Yehuda Leimer, Kishlala Shasara Amo, Ukiyarba Asara Amo. He holds no, like 13 Amos or like 14 Amos. That's how separated, far apart, one Diyumid can be from the other Diyumid. We'll soon see what this Lashon of 13 or 14 is. So Eshen's Frati Gemara, Rav Meir's Lashon was, the top word was Shein Keeser. It's like 10 Amos. Frati Gemara, Keeser? What do you mean, like 10 Amos? For Esther Heaven, it's Mamish, 10 Amos. Hey, so if each one is wide, 1 and 2/3 Amos, so 6 times 1 and 2/3 is exactly 10 Amos. So it's exactly 10 Amos apart. What's the Lashon Keeser? Empty Gemara, Mishum Deboy Lemisni Sefer. Because in this Braisa, wants to say a Lashon according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says, Kishola Shasora. It says like 13. Now, Fred Gemara, Kishola Shasora, Trey Heaven. Trey Heaven is really more than 13 Amis. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, there are 8 Apurus. There are 2 pairs of 4 and 4. So 8 times 1 and 2/3 comes out to 13 and a third Amis. So really, what do you mean like 13? Really, it's more than 13. So the Gemara Mishum the boy lemisne karba asura, because they want to say it's like 14, and that's also not. So the Gemara karba asur holy heaven, it's also not like 14, because really bedik it's only 13 and a third amis wide according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar Papa pshan the bright like this yeseirois al sholosh asura according to Rabbi Yehuda, it could be a little bit wider than 13 amis. Aber the einad nagias liab asura, but they can't reach 14 amis. If the 14 Amos apart, the two Diyumdim, it's possibly according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the shear is 13 Amos and 1/3. That's 8. The 8 Paras times 1 and 2/3 come out to 13 and a third. So that's why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says a Lashon not Bediyik. Like it says, in between 13 and 14. So that's why even in the ratio, when it says Rav Meir's shear, even though his shear is Mamish, Keser, it says a Lashon Keser. It's like 10. Since in Rabbi Yehuda it says like 13 or 14, in Rabbi Meir it also says like 10, even though Rabbi Meir shoots it's mamish 10. Amar Rav Papa, bor shmoina, if the bor itself is 8 amis wide, like a picture 10, if the bor itself is 10 amis wide, is the kuliyam loy pligi to loy binim pshutin. Here everybody holds you do not have to have pshutin. If you want to make it as close as possible, in other words, to make the diyumdin as close as possible to the bor, we're saying now it has to be 2 amas on each side at least. There has to be enough space that the poror, roish of ruba, could get inside the mechitza. So we said before, roish of ruba is 2 amas. So the diyumdin have to at least be away 2 amas on each side. So really the diyumdin are together 12 amas apart. Because you have 8 amas the bor itself, and another 2 amas on each side is 12 amas. But Lamais on the bottom, the Diyumid itself, is also an Amma. So you have an Amma on one side, an Amma on the other side. That takes off 2 Ammas. So 2 minus 12 is 10. So the kids, how much space is there between one Diyumid and the other Diyumid? It's exactly 10 Ammas. So according to everybody, that's good. You don't have to put any Pshutin in the middle. This is enough. Hey, the borough is exactly 8 Ammas wide, and you have the Diyumid as close as possible, it's still be kosher. Close as possible means that's 2 amas this way, 2 amas this way, 12, and 1 and 1 on the bottom comes out to be 10. Vaita, the bor shtei masora. Let's say like a picture 11. Let's say the bor is 12 amas wide. Of his way, then, what's the closest you can make the diyumdin? You have to spread them out another 2 amas on each side. Come to size, they have to be spread out to be 16 altogether. And so now, even if you can take away 2 amis from the bottom, the diyumid itself sticks out an amma on each side, so you can have 14 left over. Now 14 amis wide is too much even contra Yehuda. Even contra Yehuda could only be wide 13 and a third. So in a case where the bor itself is 12 amis wide, is the kuli amma loy pligi debinim shutin. Havad, you're going to have a portion, another mechitza in between, like you have in picture 11. Hey, since between one diyumid and another diyumid is going to be 14 amis apart, that's too much even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to have a posh, it means another mechitza in between, which the mechitza itself has to be an amma wide, that's all, and 10 tefachim high. So if you have a mechitzah in between, then the space on each side is less than 13 and a third, will be kosher even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, keep pligi, where's the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya, whether the shear is 10 or the shear is 13 and a third, is mishmoina ad shtei masorah. Where you have the bor, if it's more than 8 amis wide, and less than 12 amis wide, that would be the machlekes. That according to Rav Meir, it's no good, because according to Rav Meir, you can't have the space between one humid and another humid more than 10 amis. So once the bor is going to be more than 8 amis wide, in between the humidim have to also be more than 10 amis wide. Because you have to have an extra space of 2 amis on each side, kedei yishir that the roish of the paruba can get in. So that's going to be the machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. In the case we have a bor that's wide more than 8 amis, less than 12 amis, that according to Rav Meir it's no good, you're going to have pshutim in between. According to Rav Yehuda, this will still be kosher. Ki pligi mishmoina ad shtei masorah. L'Rav Meir bina pshutim. According to Rav Meir, any time the space between one dumid and another dumid is more than 10 amis, it's possible. So you have to have a poshut, you have to have another mechitza in between. But Rav Yehuda like bina pshutim. According to Rav Yehuda, you don't have to have pshutim. Because according to Rav Yehuda, since it's less than 13 and a third amis wide, that's still kosher according to Rav Yehuda. This is also what Rav Papa said over in from this writer. This is also Rav Papa's memory here. Where's Rav Papa here? Yom Rav Papa here. And Rav Papa's one of the same as less halach is here. For the Gemara, Rav Papa, Braisa, Le Shmile, the Teretzi, Ukamash, Vulon, Kibraisa. The first Akasha, what's Rav Papa's Chiddush here? The Chur, we have the Braisa before that explains to us. In other words, everything is put down to us before. What's Rav Papa being the Chaddush? The Mishnah says this year is that according to Rav Meir, it's 6 paras, and according to Rav Yehuda, it's 8 paras. And the Braisa says, how wide is each para? It's 1 2/3. So once I have the Mishnah, I have the Braisa, Mamela, I know that according to Rav Meir, the shear is 10 amis, and according to Rav Yehuda, the shear is 13 and a third amis. So what's Rav Papa come to tell me this Chiddush? The Teretz says Rav Papa didn't learn this Braisa. And he's telling us by himself the Svara like this Braisa. In other words, without the Braisa, the Mishnah just says, Rav Meir says it's a shear of 6 paras, in between the two dyumdim, and according to Rav Yehuda, it's a shear of 8 paras. How wide are the paras? The Mishnah doesn't say. So Rav Papa is telling us how wide each par is. We have a beferish of Braisa. The Teretz says Rav Papa didn't hear that Braisa. But according to us, that we know the Braisa is Pitu Rav Papa's dinis. Rashi says, Rav Papa half Braisa Rashi Tony Shurud Yuvan Aparis Lei Shmila. He didn't hear that Braisa. Over Masnisin Lei Parishlu. The Mishnah also doesn't say Klor what the Shurma. The Mishnah just says according to Rav Meir it's 6 paras, and according to Rav Yehuda it's 8 paras. The Yosef Rav Papa Lefrushilach Masnisin the Shurud Rav Meir Esteramis. Rav Meir Shir is how far away could the two Diyumdim be? 10 amas apart. Well, the Rabbi Yehuda Shalash Asaram, according to Rabbi Yehuda, comes out to be 13 amas ushlish. V'iskin Rav Papa midaitoi l'mashe shinu b'braisa. Rav Papa is saying this with his own svara, like it says the Ferish in his braisa. The Rosh of Rubai shtei amas. The Ashton, how much does the behemoth have to be inside? Rosh of Rubai, how wide is that? That has to be at least 2 amas. They have to have another 2 amas away from the boron. The uvya, how thick is each parah? Amo shnei shlishi yama. So the kid Rav Papa learns this by himself without knowing the braisa. Bavaitim. Boy minei abaye merabba. Fret abaye shala from rabba. Herich vidyumdin kishir pshutin l'ravneye mahu. In other words, let's say that in between the two dyumdin is more than 10 amis. More than 10 amis. Between one dyum and another dyumid is more than 10 amis. So the din the Mishnah says should be like picture 11, that if it's more than 10 amas apart, you have to put a poshut in between. You have to have another mechitza in between, because there should never be a space of more than 10 amas. But instead of putting a poshut in between, you want to do like picture 12. You want to extend the end diyumdim. Instead of the diyumdim at the end, the L shape, only comes out an amma, you're going to make it come out 4 amas. Come out 4 amas this side, 4 amas on the other side, and altogether it was, let's say, 16 amas open. Now you can put an extra 3 amas here, an extra 3 amas here. So now Lamaisa, you're going to make this space in between is only 10 amas. How did you make it? Not by putting a poshet in between, but by making the diyumdim a little bit longer. You extended the diyumdim. So Shaila is that kosher also. When the Mishnah Rav Meir says you have to put pshutim, is it Vadafka, we'll soon see Rashi Svara. Is a Svara Dafka, you have to have a poshet like picture 11 in between, because that's a big hecker. When you have something in between, it's a big hecker. You see more than like Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Or else, no, it's not like picture 12. You don't have to put something in between. As long as you extend the end yumdav to come out more, that the space in between is less than 10, that's also kosher. That's the shayla. Again, yaboy minay abayim rabba. Herech bin yumdim kishir pshutin rameyim mahu. What's the loch? Is it good or not? So Rashi learns, Maho is it Rashi? A davke pshutin kama. One side of your davke have to have the pshutin. The chivan da chikin yoysim ishir, chachomim binin heker. Benoy benoy. The bonum wa matzach, you have to have a heker. You have to see something is different here. For loysagi, it's not enough anymore. The haroch is yumdim, to extend the end yumdim. Elamarchik purta minapas, vnoysin shom poshut. Vehem idahisa. There's a svar, no, you badavka have to put pshutim in between. That's a bigger heker. But the other svar is no. You need diyumdim in between when there's a bigger space of 10 amas. But when you mamayit the space of 10 amas by extending the diyumdim, maybe then you don't have to have anything in between. That's the shayla. So Amalei answered back, Tinisu, our Mishnah says, Ulbovag sheyar bebapasin. When you have more than 10 amas in between, you should be mar bebapasin. So the diik is, the Ritva says, it's a loshin mashma, loshin gedula. So mashma, yirba pasim mean like makes the diyumdim very long. Use long diyumdim. Is my love, the marach be diyumdim. That means that you extend the diyumdim, that's also enough. The loshin, the Mishnah's loshin is, sheyarba pasim mean makes big pasim. What does it mean, big pasim? So just extend the diyumdim, that's also enough. So the Gemara loy, that's not pshan the Mishnah. I tell you, the mafish v'yove pshutim. The Mishnah means no, put a lot of pshutim in between. Like picture 11. It's more kedai to put in a few pshutim, that's better. For the Gemara yohi, if the Mishnah means, add pshutim, add mechitzes in between, hayu bovad sheyir b'vapasin, what do you mean? You should be mar b'vapasin, which is mashma. Have a big pas, at sheyir b'vapasin mi boile. They should have said, no, put a lot of pasin in. At sheyir b'vapasin, that's more of a lashon saying, put a lot of boards in. Hey, so at sheyir b'vapasin is mashma, just extend the board. At sheyir b'vapasin, that will be mashma, put a lot of pasin in. Don't say the word bipas, but just say the word achirba pasin. Add a lot of pasin. It means add a lot of mechitzes there. That's better. So the kids, the Avner, call Raya from the Mishnah. Ika the Amri, some want to say like this. Omalei, he brought a Raya to Nisu. The Mishnah says, Obovad sheyarba bapasin. You should, when you have the in between one dumit to another dumit is more than 10 amis, the answer is put mechitzes in between. My love, the mafish v'yavet pshutin, that the Mishnah means add mechitzes in between. So you see, you have to put a posh at the mechitzes in between. It's not enough to extend the end diyumdin to make the diyumdin itself a little bit longer. And the Gemara loy, I tell you what the Mishnah means is demarech v'diyumdin. It means to say make the end diyumdin, even though no matter only an amah wide, let them extend more. Make the diyumdin come out 2, 3, 4 amas. Kedai that in between is only 10 amas, then it's kosher. The marach b'diyumdin. So mohachinami mistavr, that's mistavr rost like that. That avav, you are allowed to be marach b'diyumdin. Midiktoni, because the Mishnah says, ulbavad sheyarba b'pasin shema mina. That this loshin is mashma loshin gedula. Make the pas big. Doesn't say yarba pasin, which we masma add a lot of mechitzes. B'pasin means the pas you have, make that a bigger one. So avav, the portion of loch, it should be, it is good. You could be mas, but you could make it longer. Right, the boy minay abayim rabba. Fred the Bible of the Shalom from Rabbah. Yoisim Mishalash Hasharam Ushlish, the Rabbi Yehuda Mao. As the Yehuda Shit in the Mishnah is becoming out according to the Shia, the Brisa is that in between the Yumdim can be 13 and a third Amis. Still is kosher, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That was like the picture, kosher, yeah. That was the picture out of picture 3. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, in between the Yumdim allowed to be 13 and a third Amis. Because he has 8 paras in between. That's the Yehuda Shita. Now the Mishnah doesn't say any shear according to Rabbi Yehuda. If you have it wider than 13 and a third, could you put pasin in between or not? The Mishnah doesn't say according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah only says it according to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah doesn't say. So now the Gemara declares a shayla. What about according to Rabbi Yehuda? He's boy minay abayim rabba yoisim mishalosh asor rama u'shlish to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, shit the mahu. If you have it wider, what's the eitzah to make it kosher? Pshutin of it is the eitzah in between. Put a poshet. Like we have in picture 11, add an extra poshet in between, you mamayit the space, according to Yehuda, that's also good. Oy bid yum demarech. Maybe no, maybe according to Yehuda, there bedafk it's a bigger rate sum to make the yum dem longer, like a picture 12. Make him a little bit longer, that would be better. Omalei, so what's the shalom of Reb Yehuda's Rashi? Reb Yehuda's Layatche Pshutin. Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah doesn't say the Eitz Bechlal to add in the Chitzes in between. Is Hayadif, the shalom, which one is better lay? Pshutin Adif lay? Is the Pshutin Odif? Omruchokim in Adyum bin Yud Yumalam Lamevi Akeri B'nei B'nei? It's better to have a Dyum in the Chitzes in between. That's the Heker. Oy Harroch is Dyum in Adifud. Lanesi Avira Dagis Dagisa Ulavatla. It's better to extend the Dyum on both sides. Because it's better than having one pass in between. But by having one in between, you have a chsarin, osi avira, the high geese mavatle. The air space on both sides really should come and be mavatle, the mechitzah in between. But that was the first taste we have in the parrot that said that by viroyis, the one will make this. That's a drabon of the gadin, that he can't have a mechitzah in between, and both sides the air is more, but the rabbon is bottle. Here the rabbon will make for passe viroyis. So, Mela, according to Reb Yehuda, maybe you shouldn't use this Eitzah of Pshutin. Reb Yehuda doesn't say it in the Mishnah. So, maybe according to Reb Yehuda, it's a better Eitzah always to be Marech B'dyumdim, like a picture 12. Maybe that's better. Or Malay, he answered back to Nisu. We learned. Kamahein Mukurovin. How close could you make the Pasim to the Bor itself? Could they Reisha Ruba Shapara? You have to have enough space, like two Amos, we said, that the Reisha Ruba Shapara could come inside the Bor to drink the water. How far away can you make the mechitzis? In the Mishnah we had, afilu kurayim. The Tanakhama says as far as you want. We have Yehuda, I'm a no. Beis sasayi muter. Yosef beis sasayi moser. Yehuda, the Mishnah said no, that he holds bein apasim is not called oimid ledira. Nobody lives there. So anytime you have mechitzis that people don't live inside the mechitzis, the rabbanan shir is always beis sasayi. Once it's wider than 70 yamas by 70 yamas, you can't be metaltal anymore. That's Reb Yehuda Shita. Omru le Reb Yehuda, Rabbanan said back to Reb Yehuda, Iyata moida, aren't you moida? Bedir, v'soyer, those are corrals that you keep your behemoth in. O mukse v'chotzer, mukse the backyard, chotzer the front yard. That afilo bas chamesha is kurim, that afilo bas asara kurim, shamuter. The guarantee of you, the moida, that the backyard, the front yard, since it's oimu the dira, you can make it as wide as you want in mechitzis. Omalehen, Reb Yehuda answered back, Avadi, you're right. Zu mechitza. The reason why you could do it by a good corral and by a backyard and a front yard, because you have good mechitzis there. The Yelu passin. Mashenkin over here by the boar, all you have is just passin. What does passin mean? Posh just means you have diyumdim. That's all. You only have four diyumdim. You don't have real good mechitzis. That was a Yehuda Shita. Now, v'yemisa, if you want to tell me now, according to Reb Yehuda, that you're not allowed to put pasim in between, according to Reb Yehuda, you would have to be marech v'diyumdim, like a picture 12. If you want to tell me, according to Reb Yehuda, you can never do like picture 11. You can't put a pasim in between. You always have to be marech v'diyumdim and make the mechitzas longer. Or v'zoi zul mechitza v'zul mechitza miboyle. What do you mean? What do you mean? It's only a pas. They're both good mechitzas. Even by passing grace, also you have a good mechitza. You marach decide yum to make them much longer. And the gemara hachikama. This is what you. That's no raya. This is what you meant to answer. Hachikama. Zu teres mechitza leha ofitzoy sehel biyeser. A regular chotzer, like in picture 9, you have a chotzer in the front of the house and a muks in the back of the house. There always have you. There's also masking. You need good mechitzas. Anytime you have a pirtza, if the pirtza is more than 10 amis, it's possible. A mechitza of Pesach has to be 10 amis or less. So over there by Chotzer, it has a shame mechitza to it. And you're allowed to have a Pesach up until 10 amis. More than 10 amis is possible. The Elu Teres Pasnalein. Mashen came by Pasib Royas Rabbonin gave the Kula, that you're allowed to have the Diyumdin far apart according to Yehuda, even 13 and a third amis apart. The Elu Teres Pasnalein. Opiatsosayim Visholash Asaram Ushlish. That's the cooler of Pasib Royis. That's what Yehuda meant to say. Yehuda meant to say, even though in a chotzer and a mukzah you can carry, no matter how wide you make it, because there they have good mechitzes, you don't have any pirtzes more than 10 amos. Mashenke and a Pasib Royis, we could have a pirtza more than 10 amos up until 13 and a third amos according to Yehuda. So then if Yehuda shittur is, it's only mutter to metaltol up until a base of sayim. More than a base of sayim, it's also. So I call upon a bayos, there wouldn't be any, there wouldn't be any raya. So to our shah, there wouldn't be any raya. Maybe according to Reb Yehuda, you are allowed to use pasim in between, so you have no raya. Right. Boy minei abaye miraba. Correct, abaye shalach and rabba. Tail hamislaket asoro mitoichabo. You have a tail, little mountain, like I have in picture 13. You have a little mountain going up. Tail hamislaket Asora means it goes up 10 amis, 10 tfoch, it's 10. 10 tfochim. Yeah, 10 tfochim. Tail amis lakit asora. If the tail goes up 10 amis, mitoich arba, in middle of dalet amis. No, yeah, no, it's like in the middle of the tail, it's high up 10 amis high. Now, how far did you have to go slanted to get to 10 tfochim high? 4 amis. If you had to walk a distance of 4 amis, and by the end of 4 amis going, traveling, you reach the height of 10 tfochim high, that's called the mechitza. His tail ha-mislaket ha-sora. The mountain like goes up 10 tfochim, mitoich ha-bor. By the time you got to walking 4 amis distance, you reach the height of 10 tfochim ready. Is nidi mishum d'yumid, or yena nidi mishum d'yumid? Could you use this for one of the d'yum d'monat? Now this picture here, you have them on all four sides, you have viewed them on the other four sides, and then on the fourth side, you want to use a tail amaslak, and this should be the mechitza for the diumdin. Is this good or not? What's the shayla? Omalei tenisu, we learned. So the shayla is really the asay chaykakin. You have to look like you have to hollow this out to where this picture is now. You have to hollow out like an L shape to give it a shay mechitza one way and mechitza the other way. So the shayla, do you say this royin or not? Do we look as if we can hollow it out or not? Has really is completely circled all around. No, it's, the picture shows the way it should be. So do we say we can look as if it's that way or not?
Why do you need the dalaram?
That's the shear of mechitza. Left now, it's not called the mechitza. That's the shear. This is it for Shlomo. See Rashi. There's Rashi here. Rashi tells about the next second big line. Rashi tell amaslak it yut forchim mitech dal damis. Tail meshupa, a little mountain that's slanty. Avo modroin, the slant, zokuf, it shoots up, koydim shimshach daud amis. Before you go a distance of 4 amis, all of an islaket gevoya liyut fochim. It reached the height of 10 fochim. Vakayim lom bazarik, besefta Shabbos, this is the shear, the Gemara in Shabbos says, linyin Shabbos have rishus ayochid. Such a shear is called a mechitza, and it's called rishus ayochid, hochi. Here. Mashenkin, if it will be longer than that, Gemara says there, it's called derech halucha. That's like, that's the Rishus Ram, then it wouldn't get a Shem Mechitza then. If it would take more than 10 Amis to get a height of 10 Tfachim, that would be called Derech Hilucha. That wouldn't give it a Shem Mechitza, that would be part of Rishus Ram. Just if it gets to a height of 10 Tfachim high within Daud Amis, it's not called Derech Hilucha, we see it from Mechitza. So Shalom is Hocha Mai. Trash ikoi b'mokim echem minad yumdim mehevik kid yumdim oloi lochim lochim etech dalish yomayim adrenim meshupa yofem v'enim aslakal v'goy v'asorah atshim shech yoysim dal damis kidol v'goy v'shupa it wouldn't be good. That's called Arius Michta, similar in Shabbos. If it wouldn't have this dimension, then mechala wouldn't be called the mechitza. But this dimension, filch Shabbos, is called the mechitza. On top of this, called Rishus Yochid. The shalzo, can we use it for the yumid or not? Could we see Ryan as if we hollow it out to make it look like two mechitzas? What's the law? Amalek, Tenisu, we learned. We have Yishim Ben Elazar Reimer. Hoist Hashem Evan Rubat. If you have a square stone, like a picture 14, is Royan, we talk, if you could use it for a Dumin, Royan Kol Shilu Techolik, if you could hollow it out, V'yeshpo Amalekan V'yamalekan, Nidim Hashem Dumin. That is good. Like, take out the Aleph out of here, like hollow out the Aleph, and you're just left on one side of Nama, the other side of Nama. This is kosher for beef for Dumin. V'yim Lav, if there's not enough space to hollow it out, is ain't a nidi mishum d'yumid, you can't use it. We have Yishmael ben Asher Rabbi Yechanan, then Ruach Kaim a bigger chiddush. Hoyse shon even agula. Let's say you had a round stone, like a picture 15. You have a round one. It still is kosher. Royin we'd look kol shilu techokik v'tichholik. If you could hollow it out, like here you have to do a lot of hollowing. You have to first take out the whole base, and then you have to take out all the olives around. Is or forget first take out the olives all around, and then you have to hollow out the base. So you have to do a double hollowing in to make a circle into a dumit. Is he holds, still you say it. Royin kol shilu techokik v'ticholik v'yesh ba'amalekan v'yamalekan nidimishum dumit v'yimlav ena nidimishum dumit. Even though it's a circle, still a circle, we can hollow it out inside and hollow out the sides, that if you have a shear of an amma, by an amma, you could also use it for a dumit. Is the chuz of the marba ma'ikim mifugi, what's the machlokes? Masova chad royin amrinon, trey royin loy amrinon. It's only by a square, like a picture 14. All you have to do is just hollow out the aleph. So that's only one royin that we do say. Mashenka, like a picture 15, we have to take out via the alephs and the bays. Two you don't say. Masova filu trey royin amrinon. Even two also you say. So Rashi says, "Mela our shayla pale amis lakid." Also, you have to do two roin. Since it's like a circle, you also have to do two roins. So Mela told in this machlekes if we could use a dumer or not. According to the second man, the yom, that even a circle, we do say two roins. We hollow in the inside and the outside. Who are then by tel amis lakid? You hollow out the inside and the outside to make it look like a dumer and a bikushim. But according to the first man, the yom, you only say one roin. Only by a square you would say it, but by a circle you don't say it. Right, the boy menei abay merabba chitzas kakanim kona kona pochus mishloisha nidi mishum diumid oy lat. Here's the shaylo. Right, like in picture 16. This is really the gimel. If you have the habmin is you have regular kanim, you have reeds. You have reeds. Each reed is not much like a half an inch thick, but you put them within gimel tfachim one next to another. So you say lovud, they have a shem chitza. Can you use them for pasta also? Like in picture 16, really should be. Picture 16 is made out of the pasta, is made out of chitzas akanim. It just has kanim sticking up, and they're within gimel tfachim, one next to another. Is that good or not? Your chitzas akanim means kanim sticking up, corner, corner, pochus, pochus, mishloisha. Each one is close together, less than gimel tfachim away. If nidim mishum duma, do we say lovud, and it looks like a good mechitza? Oy lav, or that's no good. Omale, you answer the back to me, so we learned to ferish a braisa. Hoyisham ilan, if you have a tree, oy geder, or else you have a wall, oy chitza sakanim, or else you mamisha chitza sakanim, is needed mishum dumid. You see, klor, all these things help mishum dumid. So klor, chitza sakanim helps. My love, kona kona pochas mishloisha. My love, like we're talking about, you have small kanim, and each one is within gimel tfachim away from the next one, and you say lovud, so it looks like a mechitza. Loi, I'll tell you that's not the pshat mechitza kanim. Here, this price is talking about good risa the kona. It's talking about special type of a kan, good risa the kona. Rashi learns pshat, the third one from the bottom. Good risa the kona, kanim Rashi learns mechuborim harbe beitzechad. On the bottom of it, they're like one piece. Somach loris, next to the ground. Olamalahem is parshin. And on top they separate. Like in picture, you have in picture 17, the base. On the bottom of the picture. This is like Gudris of the Kanisa. On the bottom, it looks like one stump on the bottom of it. But on top, after three tvachim up, it already spreads out like Hitzakanim. So there are svaras lakan this way. We'll soon see. Right now, the Gemara is saying this is svara, this is better. This is better. The base is better than Gimel. Because in Gimel, where they're all separated, maybe love it, you don't say for this kula to make pasim. My shank in here, picture base. Now, Gudrisa the Koni is the biggest svara to say it's a good mechitza. Because I call upon him on the bottom, three tfachim height, it's like one stump. So that looks more like a mechitza. But maybe like in the Gimel, or in the first picture, 16, maybe those chitzakanim won't be good. So the Gemara Yehochib, that's pshat, or the Zoy Haina Ilon, that's mamish like the aleph, it's mamish like a tree. Like the Bryce said, a tree helps for one side, and a gedder, and a kanim, so it's mamish a tree. So Elamai, what do you want to say? Kona, kona, pochus mishloisha, you want to say this kona means, like we say, like the Gimel, where each reed is separated, but the less than three tfachim away. We could say, lovud, of a zoi haino gedder. That's mamish like the dollar. That's mamish like the ged, like a fence. Like once you say, lovud, they're attached, and mamish looks like a fence. So what's the difference between Gimel and dollar? What's the difference between kanin and the real fence? Elo, what do you have to say? Elo, my yasak lemeimer, trey gavni gedder. It says two different type of fences. The one's a real good fence like the dollar, and then there's a made up fence like the Gimel. Of a zoi hochinami. Trey gavni ilon, I'll tell you the two type of trees. One tree is a real tree, like an olive, and then the second tree is like a gudnisa, the kani, like in picture base, where that only the stump is together, but then they shoot up different kanim separately. This is the first shita, that could be gudrisa, but the kani is worse. Ika the arm of the other svaras faket. Gudrisa the kani kami boile. I have a shaila now, what about gudrisa the kani? Is this good for the human or not? Gudrisa the kani mai. Omale, he answered back, Tinisu, we learned, Hoyisham Gedra Ilan. If you had a fence, or a tree, or a chitza sakanin, or you had these reeds shooting up, is neither Mishum Dumid. Enough in the Bryce, it's kosher, is good for Dumid. My love, good reeds to the Koni. My love, the Bryce means where these reeds shoot up, but the bottom part of it is a stump, and they're attached on the bottom, it still is good. So the Merloi, Ataya kona kona pachas mishloisha. It's Badafka talking about like a picture gimel, where the kanim are separated all the way, not that within gimel tfachim away. Now we're going, this is the biggest svara. About that within gimel tfachim away, we say loved, and your mama shall have a good mechitza. Mashenken, could reach to the kona, could be worse, because that's like one stump. So one stump, again, you have to say royim, just like a tree. A tree by itself really shouldn't be good for diumid, because the diumid is the pshat, it has to have a mechitza going mizrach, and the mechitza going dorim. You have to have one amma this way, one amma this way. If you have a round tree by itself, it shouldn't be good. Or else the good leaf, so the koni also has a chsorin. Then on the bottom, it looks like one. So it doesn't look like two mechitzas. Mashenken, where you have kanim, separated kanim, they could mamish look like two separate mechitzas. Those are better. So now we're going with a svar, good reason the kani is worse. Mercy, you want to bring a rai, it's good, I tell you no. This brightness says it's good is only the picture like in the gimel, or else like a picture 16, where each kanim was separated, no, they were in gimel tfachim one to the other, so you say loved, that looks like a very good mechitza. But maybe good reason the kani is worse, because on the bottom it's one stump, you have to come on to rain, maybe you don't say rain. That's the shayla. For the Gemara, my language is Kona Loi, Kona Kona Pachas Mishloisha. For the Gemara, Ihochi, Hainu Gedes, Mamish is the same case together. Viela, there's more of Viela, my, could reach the Kani, Elamai, what do you want to say? It's not Kanan Kanan, but it's Mamish one stump of the Zoi, Hainu Elon, it's also Shver. The Bryce said Elon, what do I have to say good reach the Kani for? Elamai is the Gemara, what do we have to answer?